We've got Dean Lester with us to preview the eight races. How are things, Dean?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Nards.
How does the meeting look?
Pretty challenging to find a lot of value, that's for sure. It's a pretty thin meeting for chances in a lot of the races.
Well, the first event is a maiden over the trip of 2,439 to a distance maiden. Take out runners 3, 6 and also the 8. We've got number 1. Indivale at 4.20, down to Fire Free at 2.50, referees at 3.80, Woodbridge a $5 chance.
Five runners, Nards. Between them, they've had 98 goes and haven't won, 12 seconds between them. But I think Fire Free might be the one that gets the win today. It's quite a good run last week. Was right down in the weights there, but back to maiden grade here and looks a really good chance. Referee, I thought, was quite a good run last start, but it was nearly 5 weeks ago. That's the little query, the time between runs. One in Devonale's. Has loomed up quite a few times to win races, hasn't quite got the job done, but can be competitive here. And 5 next best, Woodbridge, but a low standard of maiden, 2, 4, 1, 5.
So we go 2, 4, 1, and 5 in the first. The second is a 3-year-old maiden, where runners 4 and 7 come out. An odds-on favourite, though, for Peter Galagotis, the local horse. Albert's Ladder first starter, $1.75. Cleo's Powered at 4, down to 6. The Launcher at $4.
Albert's Lad's trialled on two occasions at Cranbourne at the official trials and has been given solid hit-outs on both occasions and looks to go well. Damien Oliver going down to ride and on the home track. Certainly the one to beat. The query runner is number 6, The Launcher. Haven't been able to find any jump-outs for this horse, but from the weir yard, it's a big watch runner. 2, Cleo's Poet. And 3, Dr. Homer, contested the same maiden at Terrelgan recently. There was only a bit over a length between them. Cleo's Poet rode the speed, and conversely, Dr. Homer was back and very wide. I don't think there'll be a lot between them here either, and they might be next best. But one's going to be hard to beat, with 6 being the big query. 1, 6, 2, and 3.
1, 6, 2, 3, the second. Look, the third event is a Fillies and Mares maiden over the 12-14. There are no scratchings. We've got number 1, Ashstar, at $4. Then you're down to She's a Head Turner at 6, $7.50 for Bell Champ, Faith Falls at 3.20, and then you've got Victory Day at $8.
Yeah, I think Faith Falls is probably the one to beat here. Number 10, the run at Terrelgan on Derby Day was pretty solid. It was up on the speed and I thought battled on quite well. On the home track here, looks well placed to beat Ashstar. Was absolutely no match for Tanea at Pakenham recently, but ran an even race to run second and we fitter for that run. Further out to 8, She's a Head Turner, whose career before its last run had been fairly moderate, but that run in 58 grade, beaten less than 2 lengths, is a very competitive run for this sort of maiden. And next best, maybe 9, Bell Champ, whose debut run at the non-tabs was okay without looking like a winner. 10, 1, 8, and 9.
10, 1, 8, and 9. Look, we go to the fourth, and this is a maiden over the 16-23. Runners 1, 2, 3, and 12 come out. We've got a short price favourite, though. Number 8, River Reward. Look, it's $1.25. Then you're down to Stasio at $7.50. Mellow Macarona at 7. And you never see one this short hardly during the week.
No, you don't, Nart. And look, mathematically, that's the price he should be. I think you run this race 10 times, he'd win at 7 or 8, no problems. He's just got to do it today, that's all, if you're taking the short odds. His run at Moonee Valley was terrific. Behind the Queen's Walk and maybe a little bit unlucky on that occasion and just the lack of opposition. The price is right. It's just, if you're brave enough to take it. 9, Stasio's last 3 runs have been good. Looked well last week at Sale and ran a nice race behind a really promising horse in Persian Empire, but was beaten a significant margin. 10, Mella Macarona. Was never really in the race first up, but only beaten a bit over 4 lengths, and I think that was quite a good maiden behind Mr. So-and-so, who then ran quite well at Flemington, and next best might be number 6, Lord Reset. But you would expect number 8, River Award, to win. It's just trying to get some value out of the race, whether it's through the multiples, maybe with numbers 9, 10 and 6 for the Miners. 8, 9, 10, 6.
8, 9, 10, 6, the fourth. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. You can take out 5, 13 and the 14. We've got number 1, Hell on Earth at $5.50. Hard to Kiss, 9.50, Internship at $7.50, Tompus at $5.50, Miyaza at $7.50, Our Boy Jack, and Bubba's Call is a $5 chance.
A little bit of value here with Miyaza, number 8, who Won nicely two starts back, beating Mata Kanui, who came to Maui and bolted in at its next start. And then last time out went very quickly in front and probably just too quickly first go at 1,600 metres. I think if he paces himself a bit better with that run under his belt at 1,600, Miazza can bounce back and run well. Tom Puss, number 7, was a good run at Mornington last start behind Pop Queen. That form is quite good, but he just doesn't win very often. Tom Puss, that's the problem. One, Hell on Earth, likewise, hasn't won for a while, but he's incredibly well graded here with the claim, 59.5 in a benchmark 58 race. He's well weighted too, really. It has to be regarded. And Bubba's Call, can just envisage him getting the absolute right run. He hasn't won for a little while either, but from the draw, should get every possible chance. But I thought 8 was on a hard day to find value, might be the value runner. 8, 7, 1, and 10.
8, 7, 1, and 10. We go to race 6. This is Clear of Scratchings. 1 Skullduggery, 370. Princess and Achiever, 380. Inkulu at 480. Aristocratic at 6. $7 for Apocalypto. Then you're down to Nuwana Beach, who's at 850.
Yeah, Aristocratic broke through with the maiden win here at last start. Was every chance in the run and won well. And what she will do is she'll run the trip strongly. She's in winning form and only fourth run last time, so she's probably still on the up. I'm going to go with number 5 to beat 3, Princess and Achiever. Just has to run the 2,000 metres, but gives every indication she will. All three runs this preparation have been really solid, and I think she's the main danger. Lightly raced. 1 Skullduggery. He's been running in much higher grades than this. His last two runs have been a little bit plain, but this is a much weaker race than he's been contesting, and he's a city winner at his best. And maybe at big odds, number 8, Trevor, who's getting fitter. I thought Right on the Line was going okay last week at Mornington. Might be able to get a place at a big price. 5, 3, 1 and 8.
So we go 5, 3, 1 and 8. Looking at the next event, which is race 7, you can take out 5, 6, 8, 12. The main ones in the market are number 2, Bell Wazi at $2. Areno at 330, 460 for Tanaya, and the others are all at double figures.
I think this is the good short price favourite of the day, Nards Belwazi. She is a promising mare, won well on debut, ran very well at her second start, resumed from a spell with just a fantastic win at Corowa. Her and Kaizamba virtually went head and head for the last 500 metres. They ran a track record. Kaizamba came out and won well at Seymour last week, and I think Belwazi will do exactly the same here with the claim for Thomas Stockdale to beat 4, Areno, who was disappointing first up, but better than that can improve here. 9, Tanaya. It was impressive winning the maiden last start at Pakenham. This is just a better race. And 1, Go One Better Next Best. 2, 4, 9, and 1.
2, 4, 9, 1. Race 8, the last. Here you can take out runners 9, 14, 15, 16. Number 1, Cuban Missile at 350. Alapson at $7, down to Skiptown Mike at 9, 750 for Desmond. Then you're down to Siren's Reward, who's at $4.40.
Yeah, pretty even finish the program. I'm defaulting to the two last start winners, though, in Olofsson and also Desiman. They're both last start winners in 58 grade and stay in this grade. Olofsson's had the little freshen up. Mick Hughland's doing a great job with his team, and I think Olofsson's a huge chance of winning again. Desiman was tried over further. Don't think that really worked out, but back to 1,100 last start, got the job done and can run well again. 1 Cuban Missile's past two runs have been competitive, and it looks a good chance again. And also to 10 Siren's Reward, who ran well second up at Tarelgan behind Desi Man, and will be fitter again. 2, 5, 1 and 10.
2, 5, 1, 10. Best Ruffy Quaddy in the play of the day?
Nards, the best is race 7, number 2, Belwazi. The best value is race 5, number 8, Miazza. The Quaddy, first leg 1, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second leg 1, 3, 5, 8. Third leg 2 and 4. Last leg 1, 2, 5 and 10. Play of the day, just a simple all-up of a win place, race 5, number 8, Miazza, into the win, race 7, number 2, Belwazi.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Nard.